Amazon.com today.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis and acne, rosacea, eczema, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we want to help you out. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to help a loved one get off their meds, help a workmate get off their meds, or a friend, 866-582-9933. If you want to share a success story or contribute to the conversation, or if you have questions about the longevity formulations, 866-582-9933 is our number. You can also get to our website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at the shopping cart, videos, articles that we have up there that explain what I call the Bright Side philosophy. You can also click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products or the longevity business if you so desire. Thanks so much for joining us once again, friends, on the Bright Side. I want to continue talking about chapter one in our 8 chapters of good nutrition. We're going to be going over that for the next few weeks. Protein, fats, carbs, fiber, water, vitamins, minerals, and accessory nutrients. Protein is pretty much always going to be the first chapter in any nutrition guide, in any handbook of nutrition. Proteins are the actors in the movie of nutrition, and while all the other nutrients provide supporting roles, protein is the star. Protein is the players. All the other nutrients are the managers and the coaches and the assistant coaches. Protein is on the field. Protein is doing the action. Protein is doing the work. The assistants are important. Assistants are always important, but they act either to help or to produce, to help the activity of, or to produce the real stars of the nutrition world, and that is protein. Yesterday, we talked about the importance of protein for the structural integrity of the body, specifically for the skin. Many of the visible signs of aging that show up on the skin are really issues with protein, because we're not getting enough protein in the diet or through supplementation, or because protein is not being processed correctly through digestion or through malabsorption issues. If you're dealing with some kind of physical stress or psychological stress, now you've got double trouble. First of all, stress is going to negatively impact digestion and absorption of protein. And secondly, stress will increase the breakdown of protein from skin and bone and muscle and other body tissues. And thirdly, stress will depress the production of new protein. So you got three issues when you're dealing with stress, three negative protein issues when you're dealing with stress. You've got problems with digestion and absorption. You've got problems with an increase of breakdown of protein. And then stress is also going to suppress the activity of the production of new protein in the body. These stress effects, folks, are serious. And sometimes I don't think we pay enough attention to the impact of stress and the impact of stress specifically on the breakdown process. One of the major themes, if not the most major theme, on the Bright Side around degenerative disease is this idea of breakdown and build up. The body is always doing both. It's always breaking down. It's always building up. But it's the net that counts. It's the net breakdown or the net buildup that counts. When we're young, when we're growing, we're in net buildup mode. When we're old and we're diseased, we are in net breakdown mode. And this whole idea of net buildup and net breakdown is really a protein issue. In other words, when we say breakdown, or we say net breakdown, or we say net buildup, what we're really talking about is net protein building, or net protein breaking down. You can actually measure this by doing something called a nitrogen retention test. And this is where the amount of nitrogen that is coming out of the urine is compared to the amount of nitrogen that's coming into the body through protein. Nitrogen is strictly a protein element. So if you're dumping out more nitrogen than you're taking in, you're pretty much in breakdown mode. Conversely, if you're dumping out more nitrogen than you're, or dumping out less nitrogen than you're taking in, that means your body is using that nitrogen to build up. If you're dealing with any degenerative disease, or if you're manifesting the signs of aging, of skin aging, things like wrinkles and flabbiness, and if other signs of aging, fatigue, cancer even, you can rest assured that you are in negative nitrogen. That means you're losing more nitrogen than you're using. Some of the things you could do to improve nitrogen balance: eat more protein, especially the premier building proteins, which can be found in whey and egg. Especially whey and egg, but meat to a certain extent, fish, shellfish. But if you're one of the many millions of Americans who are laboring under conditions of stress, whether that is psychological stress or physical stress, simply eating more protein is not going to be enough. Stress hormone, cortisol, is a major, major, major breakdown chemical. In fact, cortisol is the quintessential breakdown chemical in the body, and understanding how to keep this stress hormone, cortisol, under control is one of the most important things you could do to stay healthy or to restore yourself to health if you're not healthy. Now, a certain amount of stress is actually helpful, and a certain amount of stress is actually important. Small bursts of stress can have a building effect on the body, and small bursts of stress can actually improve many of the markers of aging. Last week, there was an article that was published in the journal Immunology that reported on a study that was done at Stanford University School of Medicine that traced in great detail the relationship between short-term stress and the immune system. It turns out that short-term stressors can actually have a beneficial effect on the immune system. The immune system, as we all know, is the body's defense system, and it is crucial for the repair and wound healing process. It also plays an important role in preventing and fighting infections. And as it turns out, according to the study, quick bursts of stress can have a positive effect on the immune system's ability to do its work. In the short term, stress can have a beneficial effect on the overall health of the body, but the problem comes from stress that is not resolved, especially drip, drip, drip low levels of stress that are in the background of our lives. And the associated hormone, the hormone that's associated with stress, cortisol, sort of operates under the radar in the background. And over time, this under-the-radar secretion of cortisol can not only suppress the immune system, but in a weird irony, it can actually cause a hypersensitivity to immune triggers. And this is the relationship between certain foods and autoimmunity. And what's worse is the effect that long-term secretion of stress hormones have on protein breakdown. Cortisol means catabolism. Catabolism means breakdown. Cortisol means breakdown. Muscles and tissues and organs are really trapped energy for the body. They are actually reserves of energy for the body. When the body's preparing itself for a stressful event, it will literally eat itself to obtain that energy. This eating of itself is what shows up as degeneration and breakdown. Under conditions of long-term stress, the body will eat itself to obtain energy, to prepare itself for what it thinks is going to be a fight for its survival. Now, in most animals, there's only two things that can cause this self-eating response. Number one, problems with the digestive system and absorption of nutrients. And number two, blood sugar issues. In most animals, these are the two things that cause the self-eating response: digestion and absorption issues and blood sugar issues. Now, I said most animals. The exceptions are the domesticated ones, and I'm including in that category the most domesticated of all animals, and that is us, the human being. To this group of so-called civilized animals, you can add a third breakdown element, and that is psychology, basically beliefs. If we believe something is a survival threat, that will change our blood sugar, that will change our digestion, And even if that survival threat is just our grumpy boss or the IRS, the body is going to respond to it like as if our body was really threatened. All right, we'll continue our discussion on stress and breakdown when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back after this.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize that President Obama is anti-biblical and anti-Christian? On October 19, 2010, Obama began deliberately omitting the phrase about the Creator when quoting the Declaration of Independence, an omission he's made on no less than 7 different occasions. We'd like to help you understand how this is going to affect you in the near future and show you Bible prophecy jumping off the pages of your TV and newspaper. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, and ask for a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks so much for joining us, friends. If you like what you hear, it's every day, 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page, brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart. up with all the longevity products you hear us advertise and talk about on the program, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine multivitamin mineral complex powder that you add to water and drink. It's around $50 a canister. It's a great source of your water-soluble vitamins, fat-soluble vitamins, minerals, electrolytes. It's got iron, magnesium, calcium, MSM, chondroitin, amino acids. A cornucopia of nutrition for $50 a canister, and most folks will notice results within one or two doses. You can find out all about it on my website, brightsideben.com. You can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page and get your products at the wholesale price and start a little longevity business if you like to, if you want to make some money selling longevity products. Of course, you can always call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Okay, our number today is 866-582-9933. We're going to get to your phone calls here in just a bit. You want to finish up this idea about cortisol and stress. Cortisol is your body's stress hormone. It's supposed to go up when you're under survival threat, when you're running from a saber-toothed tiger, when there's some kind of threat to your body. There's other reasons, unfortunately, why cortisol goes up and does not go back down again. Under survival threat, cortisol goes up and then down and then goes up and then goes down, but it always goes down after it goes up. Unfortunately, in our 21st century American lifestyle, cortisol goes up and doesn't always go down. This is because of three main reasons. Number one, digestive problems, absorption problems. Number two, blood sugar problems. And number three, in domesticated animals, it is psychologically based. Psychological problems can lead to long-term elevations of cortisol without the cortisol going back down. And cortisol means breakdown. Psychology means beliefs. That means if we believe something is a survival threat, even if it isn't really, even if it's just the IRS, even if it's just our dysfunctional family, even if it's just our lousy job, cortisol will go up and it will not come down, and that means breakdown of the body, and that means breakdown of proteins, degenerative disease, accelerated aging, wrinkles on the skin, photo damage on the skin, and age spots, especially age spots. The number one reason why people get age spots is because of problems with the hormones cortisol, as well as the problems with the hormone estrogen. And there's a relationship, by the way. Estrogen is a stress hormone, perhaps not as significant as cortisol, but it is still a stress hormone. It's a hormone that's secreted out of the body when you're under stress. So between estrogen and cortisol, you have two of the most important reasons why we get age spots and why we get wrinkles and why we get accelerated aging on the skin, in addition to degenerative disease. Prolapsed uteruses, prolapsed bladders, osteoporosis, pretty much every disease that is not congenital is the net result of long-term breakdown and has a link to cortisol. And by the way, body fat is a classic sign of long-term cortisol stress. One of the things cortisol does in order to prepare the body for fight or flight is to stimulate the release of sugar that is stored in the muscle and in the liver, and it increases the production of sugar. So cortisol ups our sugar levels in the blood. It's preparing for a fight, remember. It ups the production of sugar, and if there's no real battle and there's no real fight, now you've got all this sugar in your blood, and guess what happens to that? It gets turned into fat on our butts and on our guts. So not only does cortisol cause degeneration of the body, degeneration of the proteins in the body, but it makes us fatter too. The net result of cortisol then is fat and flab. Flab being degenerated connective tissue and proteins. Fat being the storage form of sugar. So how do you lower cortisol? Well, first of all, there's the digestive and blood sugar connection. I'm not going to get into detail with that here. We talk about it all the time, except I'm going to say correcting digestive issues is the first thing you want to do after getting off of your medications if you want to restore yourself to good health. The number one strategy for restoring yourself to good health, if you're dealing with a degenerative disease, the number one thing to do is figure out a way to wean yourself off of your prescription medications. Folks, if you are on a long-term prescription drug, and I'm telling you this as a registered pharmacist, if you are on a long-term prescription drug, you are perhaps winning the battle, but you are certainly losing the war. If you are on a prescription drug long-term, you are killing yourself. There is no way that you can stay on a prescription drug long-term without it affecting your longevity and ultimately your quality of life. And this goes is exponentially true the more drugs you're on. So if you're on 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 drugs, and many people are on multiple prescriptions, you are exponentially decreasing your longevity and decreasing your quality of life. The second most important thing to do if you want to restore yourself to good health is figure out how to correct your digestive issues, and then you want to figure out how to correct hypoglycemia and blood sugar issues. Low blood sugar is a surefire way to trigger stress and cortisol, so keeping your blood sugar steady is an absolutely vital move to make. And what's the best way to stabilize your blood sugar? What's the best way to prevent yourself from going into hypoglycemia? Eat more protein. And the adrenal glands, by the way, your body's stress glands, where cortisol does come from, are especially sensitive to salt. And that means potassium and sodium. You want about 4 times as much potassium as sodium. The main source of potassium in your diet is going to be vegetables. When your sodium-potassium level is off, so will your adrenal health. So will be your adrenal health. Use sea mineral products, Celtic sea salt, Himalayan sea salt. Mix salt with good oil and with fatty foods. Salt and fats are highly electrical. Salt acts like little batteries, and oils are a rich source of electrical energy as long as they're fresh. Make sure you're getting your trace minerals in veggie soups. Make sure you're drinking your Beyond Tangy Tangerine and all the other longevity products, which are rich in electrolytes, the ultimate classic, the regular Tangy Tangerine product from Longevity. And then there's the whole psychological component. Learn to relax. Learn to let go. Is this too simplistic? I don't mean to sound too simplistic when I talk about the importance of relaxation, but it is incredibly important. Until we learn to control the psychological dimension of our lives, there is no way that we can be maximally healthy. One of the easiest ways to control stress is to practice deep breathing. In through the nose, out through the nose. Belly goes out on the inhale, belly comes in on the exhale. And don't forget about the importance of sleep. One of the most breakdown stimulating lifestyle choices that we make is not getting enough sleep. Lack of sleep activates the body's stress response, and then that in turn makes it even harder to go to sleep. You can tell you've activated your body's stress response if you get jolted out of bed from a nightmare and you can't go back to sleep, or if you're thinking about something stressful while you're laying in bed and you can't go back to sleep. And then all this can lead to even worse issues with sleep. And the less you sleep, the less quality sleep you get, the more you break down, the more stress you're under, the more cortisol is secreted, and you end up in this vicious circle phenomena that can be a major reason why our bodies break down. Deep breathing can help slow down the stress response, and it can also help you fall asleep. Practice a couple of minutes of deep breathing while you're laying in bed. Progressive relaxation, where you focus on your muscles and then tighten and relax parts of your body. That's another good strategy that you can use to help fall asleep. All right, we'll continue our discussion on protein tomorrow. We'll talk about the food aspect of protein. Your body is made up of protein. The protein you are is the protein that you eat. We'll discuss that tomorrow on The Bright Side. Don't go away. We got more good health information coming at you right after this.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks so much for joining us. Our number today, 866-582-9933. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, we'll continue our discussion on protein. We'll talk about food tomorrow. Ways that you can use food to improve protein metabolism in the body. There's lots of really interesting food strategies that you can use. In addition, of course, to just plain old nutritional supplementation, getting yourself on a good whey protein supplement or a good hemp seed protein supplement if you can't do whey. whey and eggs are my two favorite forms of protein, because not only are they good sources of the building amino acids, but there's also cofactors, especially in whey protein, that are important for the digestive system and important for the immune system as well. We'll discuss all that tomorrow and in the coming days as we continue Chapter 1 on the Handbook of Good Nutrition. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, including my personal favorite, the BTT, Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder that you add to water and drink, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com, and check out the shopping cart. You can also click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page if you want to join me in my personal mission to help educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation. If you want to make some money selling Youngevity products, or if you simply want to get your products wholesale, you can also call Phyllis and Andy or anybody on the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right, our number again, 866-582-9933. Without further ado, let's take our first phone call. Bruce in Pennsylvania, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, Bruce. What's going on?
Okay, I've got a question regarding how much protein should a person take per day? Is there like a ratio? Because
yeah.
I've read in like some weightlifting magazines where they suggest you could take up to a gram per body. You know, like a 200-pound man could take 200 grams over a day. That sounds like a lot. I mean,
it does sound like a lot, and it is a lot. But you know what? I know a lot of athletes. I know a lot of professional athletes. I know a lot of bodybuilders. I know a lot of weightlifters. And some of them are taking 400 grams of protein a day. Now, it has to do with how much protein you're using. Protein can get turned into fat, into body fat, perhaps not as effectively as sugar does, but it still will get turned into fat if you're not using it. So the key is how much protein you're using. If you're recovering from surgery, if you have a degenerative disease that you're trying to reverse, if you are an athlete of any kind, if you're lifting weights, if you're building muscle, if you're growing, if you're a kid, your protein needs are upped. Your protein requirements are increased. A good starting point, and this is only a starting point, is around half a gram to a gram per pound of body weight per day. So if you weigh 200 pounds, the high range is 200 grams a day. At the low range, it's about 100 grams a day. Now, keep in mind, everything has protein in it. Pretty much everything has protein in it. Processed foods don't have much protein, but all vegetables, for example, have protein. They don't have complete protein, but they have a certain amount of protein. So you're getting more protein than you think you're getting, even if you're not supplementing. Now, if you're supplementing, then that is pretty close to pure protein, especially if you're using whey and egg. And that's one of the reasons I recommend powders so much, is because you know exactly how much protein you're getting. If you, say, are working with eggs and you cook your eggs, you don't really know how much protein is left after you cook. A protein is broken down by too much cooking. A small amount of cooking and a small amount of heat can actually release certain proteins and make them a little bit more available to the body. But too much cooking can cause proteins to break down, can cause amino acids to not only break down, but actually to become dysfunctional and problematic. Some people will be allergic to certain proteins, to certain amino acids, if they're cooked too much, for example. So there's no real way to know where that cutoff point is. You have to go by results. One of the easiest ways to tell if you've had enough protein in the meal is by how satisfied you are. Protein is extremely satisfying. There are hormonal reasons for that. There are literally satisfaction hormones that are secreted when you've gotten enough protein into your system, and you want to be sensitive to your body's signals. So, for example, I'll do about 60 or 70 grams of protein when I come home from the gym in the morning. And you know what? I am full, I am satisfied, and the last thing I would ever want to eat after I have a protein smoothie with 60 grams of protein in it, and I weigh about a little under 200 pounds, by the way, the last thing I want to do after I've had 60 or 70 grams of protein is eat anything sweet or any bread or any pasta. I am completely satisfied and completely full, and that's what you're looking for. And this is why protein is such a great diet tool as well. When you start getting more protein in your body, you will find you are more satisfied. And that's kind of what you're looking for when you're trying to determine how much protein you want to eat, or how much protein you want to get in per meal or per sitting. A good starting point, or per day, I should say. A good starting point is around half a gram to a gram per pound of body weight per day. Keep in mind that is a starting point. So try to get around 20, 25, 30 grams of protein per sitting, per meal. You're looking around 7 grams of protein in an egg, maybe 20 to 25 grams of protein in a chicken breast. If you do protein powders, it's much easier for you to measure your proteins. Try to start off your meals with vegetables, and then right after your meals, have some protein. Have some protein powder and see what it takes to fill you up. And that's a good, that'll give you a good idea of how much protein you need to be getting into your system per meal. See how much protein it takes to fill you up. Multiply that by 3, and you'll know how much protein you want to have in a day. And I know that's a rough approximation, but because of something called biochemical individuality, which is the title of a really cool book by Dr. Roger Williams, biochemical individuality is the idea that we all have different biochemistry, and we all have different nutrient needs, different protein needs, and what's even more complicated is our needs vary per day, per month, per experiences in our lives that we're going through. There's so many different variables to keep in mind. There's no firm, cut and dry number, but 0.5 gram to 1 gram per pound of body weight per day is a good starting point. And thanks so much for your call, Bruce. Appreciate it. Okay, our number 866-582-9933, Lee in Texas. What's up?
Hi, Pharmacist Ben. We just appreciate you so much. Your professionalism and your information has just been life-changing. I talked to you several months ago, and I've been trying to get off my half tablet of Synthroid because I want to be completely free of medications. And I tried Iodorol, but I thought it caused me some constipation, and I'm wondering if you think the silica-based Iodorol could be causing that.
No, I would say you're probably, first of all, it's almost impossible to be hypothyroid without having a digestive problem. And there's a couple reasons for that. First of all, thyroid hormone is activated in the digestive system. Second of all, most of us start off our lives with digestive compromise. And by the time we reach the point where we're hypothyroid, our digestive systems have been breaking down for decades. And third of all, the thyroid regulates the digestive system. So if you're hypothyroid, you're going to have digestive problems secondary to the thyroid issue, in addition to probably having the digestive problems causing the thyroid issue. So it's next to impossible to not have some digestive problems associated with hypothyroidism. What I'd be doing is I would be dealing with the constipation not as related to something that you're taking in terms of nutritional supplements, but as something that is connected to foods that you're eating. So see if you can link the constipation to specific foods. Dairy is usually the biggest suspect when it comes to constipation. It could be anything, however. There's a couple more things that you're going to want to do. Hang tightly. We've got to take a break. And we'll continue this. We'll continue with your question on this connection between hypothyroidism and the digestive system. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. Got a line open for you. We're coming back right after this with more good health information. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us, friends. 866-582-9933 is our number. We're talking to Lee in Texas about Synthroid and hypothyroidism. Lee, you there, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you, first of all, you want to link your digestive symptomology, the constipation, to the thyroid rather than the supplements you're taking for the thyroid. Iodoral, iodine should not cause constipation. There are other nutrients that you might want to consider also for the thyroid. Selenium is very important. MSM might be helpful. And then vitamin A can be helpful. And then the B complex. If you're not on the BTT, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, that might be something else to consider. As far as constipation goes, I'm going to tell you five important ways to control constipation, or to eliminate constipation, I should say. First of all, drinking more water can be helpful. Around half a gallon to a gallon a day is a good place to be. Eating more fiber can be important. Vegetables are a great source of fiber. Get a Vitamix. Make veggie juices. The advantage of a Vitamix is when you're making your vegetable juices, you'll keep the fiber. You can also grind your own fiber in a coffee grinder. Use flax seeds or chia seeds or almonds or pistachios. Grind them up. If you're going to use nuts, make sure the nuts are raw and not roasted so you don't lose the valuable oils in the nuts. Magnesium can be very helpful for constipation, keeping your magnesium levels where they need to be, especially for women. Magnesium is very important, around 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium a day. You might want to try the OsteoMag product from Youngevity or the OsteoFX product, which you'll find in the Healthy Start Pack. Vitamin C is a tremendous, tremendous laxative. It could be used as an emergency laxative if you've been constipated for a long period of time. Take 10 or 15 grams, 2 or 3 teaspoons of a vitamin C all at once, and you can do that a couple times a day. That should help relieve you, but keeping your vitamin C levels where they need to be, maybe 2.5 grams of vitamin C, which is half a teaspoonful of vitamin C powder, 2 or 3 times a day just to keep yourself regular. And then probiotics can be very helpful for treating constipation. 80 billion units a day, look for multiple strains. Also, eliminating problem foods. Dairy is the most likely suspect when it comes to food-based constipation, but it could be anything. It could be grains. It could be legumes, peanuts, soy. Soy, by the way, is especially problematic for the thyroid. If you're eating a lot of soy products and you have thyroid problems, I would avoid eating soy. Let's see what else here. Breathing, deep breathing techniques can be helpful for the thyroid. When you're hypothyroid, you will have problems burning oxygen, using oxygen for energy. So making sure that you're oxygenating appropriately is a very important strategy for all hypothyroid patients. So you got lots of stuff to work on there, Lee. Anybody should be able to get off of Synthroid. And just FYI, Synthroid is one of the most notoriously ineffective prescription drugs in the entire United States pharmacopoeia of prescription medicine. Synthroid is notorious for being ineffective. It's very difficult at the manufacturing level to make Synthroid, which is thyroid hormone, to make it at just the right dose. Most people will notice when they've been on Synthroid that they've got to play around with their dose a lot. That's because of difficulties in manufacturing of the Synthroid product. And it's not just Synthroid, it's all thyroid hormone. Armour Thyroid does not seem to have that kind of problem. Armour Thyroid is not just a hormone. Armour Thyroid is actually ground up thyroid gland that contains various thyroid functions from thyroid chemicals from animals. So you may want to consider Armour Thyroid as well. So I hope we helped you out, Larry Lee. Thanks so much again for your kind words, and keep on listening to The Bright Side. Moving on to Mississippi, let's talk to Billy. What's up, Billy?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My son, who just turned 22, was in the emergency room with a kidney stone last week.
Okay.
And he was hurting really bad. We didn't know what was wrong, so we ended up at the emergency room. He did pass several small stones, and he continues to have back pain, which is about almost a week later.
Okay.
And so we're thinking he's maybe still passing some small ones. And,
did they say what kind
so
of?
I was wondering.
Did they say what kind of stone it was? Calcium or uric acid?
They didn't ask us to bring it back in. We were back home. They released him and just told him to use a strainer to make sure that it passed. And but they didn't ask us to bring it back in, so we don't.
Okay.
We had already thrown it away. Now we don't know.
Well, there's two main kinds of kidney stones. You've got calcium stone, calcium oxalate stones, and you have uric acid stones. Now, uric acid stones are a little bit more rare. Those are, and both types of stones are really issues with the diet. Refined carbohydrates, sugar, both will increase the incidences of kidney stones. Kidney stones can be related to diabetes as well. A couple of nutritional strategies that you might want to try. Believe it or not, calcium is actually a treatment for calcium kidney stones. It seems counterproductive. A lot of folks think that, oh, you have a calcium stone, you don't want to have calcium. Actually, the opposite is true. Restricting calcium from your diet or supplementation is not helpful for kidney stones. And conversely, using calcium can actually be an effective way to treat or prevent calcium oxalate stones. So that's something that you want to think about. Another thing for calcium stones is magnesium and vitamin K supplementation. Magnesium lives in balance with calcium, so having enough magnesium and having enough vitamin K may decrease the amount of calcium that is excreted from the body. The B vitamins, and especially vitamin B6, can reduce calcium oxalate stones. Vitamin A can be also very important for reducing stones. And then last but not least, if you do have a uric acid stone, or if it is a uric acid stone, you might want to get some lithium orotate. And that second word is spelled O-R-O-T-A-T-E, lithium orotate. Lithium orotate's got multiple benefits. It's especially good for manic depressive issues or for bipolar issues, for social anxiety issues, mental issues, but it does have some benefits for making uric acid a little bit more soluble and liquid, and thus less likely to form a stone. So that's something else to think about. Hope that works out. If it's a chronic condition, you may want to consider looking into issues with diabetes, especially if he's eating a high carbohydrate or high sugar diet, and most especially if you have diabetes in the family. You want to look at the link between uric acid stone formation and diabetes. If that is the case, in addition to restricting carbohydrates and refined sugars, which is something we should all be doing, then you want to start using some of the nutritional supplements that are available for helping the body process sugar. And those are especially the sweeties from Youngevity, the chromium and vanadium, the B-complex, especially vitamin B1, thiamine, and vitamin B3, the minerals zinc and magnesium. And taurine may be helpful. The amino acid taurine, the amino acid arginine can also be helpful. And eating more protein is one of the simplest ways to wean yourself off of refined sugars and carbohydrates. If you're a cookie monster and you can't stay off of the sugar, eat more protein. Okay, 866-582-9933. Actually, we probably just have time for one more phone call here. Let's go to Florida and talk to Brooke. What's up, Brooke?
Hey, Dr. Ben, it's nice to talk to you.
Hey, what's going on?
I wanted to thank you so much, first of all, for everything that you guys do. You guys are really leading a pioneering movement here to heal this country and eventually the entire planet.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
My question, you're quite welcome. Thank you for the good work, sir. My question was, my partner about a year and a half ago, he started having some digestive issues. He started abdominal guarding, hunching over, occasional diarrhea, extreme cramping of the stomach about, I'd say about 2 inches down from the solar plexus, all the way from there to his belly button, extreme pain.
Okay.
They want him to go in. He has, here's another thing I should mention. He also has a rash that keeps appearing. Now, tomorrow he's supposed to go for a colonoscopy, so this is a two-part question about the colonoscopy, too. They want to go on both ends.
Okay.
The rash is right on the left side of his body, underneath his armpit, about 5 inches down. It's about an inch and a half in diameter. And it looks, you know what it looks like? It looks like infantigo almost. It's like a blistery rash. The pink area of the skin is raised, and right in the center, it's about 3/8 of an inch in diameter, about 1/8 of an inch high, and it just appeared again on Sunday. It comes about once every couple of months.
Okay, well, here's the deal. Here's what you're looking at probably, Brooke. It looks like he's not processing a certain food. Now, a colonoscopy, it doesn't seem like it's the first thing that you want to do. First thing I would do, I mean, if this was going on for a long period of time, maybe you'd think about a colonoscopy. How old is your partner, by the way?
He's only 25. He just turned 25.
No, that's silly. A colonoscopy is silly, in my humble opinion, unless there's something long-term going on or he has some kind of history, family history. I would be connecting it up with foods, especially considering that there's the immune component, which is the rash. The rash is telling us that the immune system has somehow been activated. I'd be looking at a food that he's not processing, and that's the easiest strategy, and that's the first thing that you want to do. You always want to do the easiest strategy, the most benign strategy first, and a colonoscopy is far from benign. Look for problem foods, dairy, grains, peanuts, eggs, soy, the most likely suspects. See if he can link the rash up and the pain to specific foods that he ate. And why don't you shoot me an email, put in the heading that you talked to me on the radio, and I'll get you some more details when I answer you via email. Thanks so much for calling, Brooke. Thank you, everybody, for calling. Thanks for your letters. Appreciate all you guys. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, get to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on that Join Now link, and somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products. You can make some money selling longevity products or get your products wholesale. All right, that's all we got time for today. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. It's been great being with you. We will talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.